one example would be Project Occam's, which is a curriculum focused, we call it a design research project that we're about, I think, 6 years into now in collaboration with the Columbus Public Schools in Ohio. And this is, you know, kind of an example of us sort of like testing, you know, can we expand pool without, you know, watering down the challenge? And there, you know, we were looking at the fact that, you know, in many states, there are often services for bright kids available at the elementary level. And then, you know, at least at the high school level, there tend to be some advanced placement options, some honors course options, often dual enrollment options. But middle school was kind of a black hole for access to services. And we were seeing this pattern in the growth data of particularly low-income students in that state who, while they were served, you know, in, you know, traditional gifted programming through elementary school, you know, they did relatively well compared to other students and continued to grow. But then once they reached middle school, when those services were no longer available, they didn't have that additional support to offset the headwinds that, you know, low-income and minoritized students often face in school. And so you would see many, many students either stagnate in growth and actually a lot even regress toward the mean